Monaco, Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Ooh, on the Coconut Island, there wouldn't be so very much to do. Ooh, I would linger a while and just gaze into your lovely eyes of blue. Ooh, and I'd walk for a mile and come running back to be with you. The wings would make a pair of winning slaves of you and me forever. And we'd lace for days and days and never gaze out where the ships go sailing climb. On the Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Ooh, just to bask in your smile and to realize my dreams come true. Slaves of you and me forever, and for days and days and days we'd never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Coconut Island, baby, we could make our dream come true, baby.
That's how you do it right there. Louis Armstrong, the birthday boy, born on this day, August 4th, 1901. How perfect is that? I was putting a show together about Hawaii, and of course he has an album about Hawaii, and it all just worked out so well. He was born in 1901 on August 4th on a coconut island, the name of that one, from the 1936 album by Louis Armstrong and the Polynesians. Up ahead of that, you heard Fat Cactus, a band that I just stumbled across when I was looking for songs about Hawaiian shirts. And they are a silly ska band out of St. Louis who are still active. And I saw Silly Ska Band and I thought, well, this is a silly show. So I decided to add them. The Hawaiian shirt song from Fat Cactus. The Blue Hawaiians up ahead of that doing Penetration from the Pulp Surfing album. Don Ho, a live version of Tiny Bubbles, and I took that from, let's see, where did he play that? That was the Hollywood Palace in 1967. And kicking off that Hawaiian set, Gabby Painui, Heimpila is the name of the track I played for you, and that is off of his album, Gabby. I enjoyed that trip to the Hawaiian Islands with all of you. I hope that you had a good time. I certainly did. I really enjoyed putting that set together and playing all of those songs and all that silliness for all of you. Well, you are listening to WMFO here in Medford. I am in Studio C, as Studio A is a little wonky. So I'm in a nice, cozy, small booth with all of you on the Bubbles Facebook page. Hi to everybody. It's a pleasure to be playing this music and speaking to you out of whatever you are listening to me in. And hi to Queen Belinda. I hope that you are healing well. Miss you a lot. You have a very great crew, of course. We've been taking care of you. Looking forward to having you back, but it's very nice to be able to be tapped and be a part of this family and play music for you on Bubbles in the Think Tank during her absence. But we are looking forward to having the one and only Belinda back behind the mic here. All right, it is the top of the hour here at WMFO Medford, and that means only one thing here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is time for Radio Obituaries. There are quite a lot of them to get to. The Bubbles faithful here that have been filling in have been doing their best. But as you know, people die every day. It's hard to keep up. It's unfortunate turn of events, but that's how it is, right? We live, we born, we live, we die. It's how it goes. Can only hope to leave a mark on this world, as these individuals have, and that's why we are going to say goodbye to them. And I'm going to kick off the radio obituary set with a radio obituary for George Camaro. He was born October 16th, 1947, and passed away June 24th, 2018. He was a member of the band Left Bank, so I'm going to play you a few tracks in honor of George here in Radio Obituary. Here's Left Bank. WMFO Medford, Bubbles in the Think Tank. His name is George Cameron. George Cameron. You know, if I didn't have such awful chicken scratch and I wasn't all discombobulated behind this booth here, I would have gotten that right. But it's George Cameron of the Left Bank who had passed away. Apologies, George. Here's another one.
To tell you I love you is all about.
saying goodbye to the Left Bank's George Cameron. Haven't Got the Nerve right there, and that was the B-side to the track I played up ahead of that from the Left Bank, Walk Away Renee, hit single released in 1966, and that was listed as number 220 in the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time by Rolling Stone. And George Cameron was one of the founders of the American Baroque Pop band, formed in New York City in 1965, the Left Bank. And they obviously were very influential, and especially with Walk Away Renee. Who doesn't know Walk Away Renee? It's a great song. And he passed away again on June 24th at the age of 70. Rest in peace. All right, let's get back into it with Radio Obituary for the one and only Henry Butler. He was born on September 21st, 1948, passed away July 2nd of this year at the age of 69. Let's check him out. This is going to be a good one. This one's called Butler's Boogie. I really like it.
Thank you. Mississippi, time to 7 to know what you wanna do.
Jazz pianist Henry Butler. Really, really great stuff right there. That was his duet album, his collaboration with Corey Harris, another New Orleans musician. And that is off of the album Voodoo Men's. And Henry Butler passed away on July 2nd of this year, born September 21st, 1948. He was 69, and he had a great life. You know, he was a very well-known and well-respected pianist. He was blinded by glaucoma during infancy. So, you know, he played the piano, obviously, and he couldn't see it, but he was just extraordinary. It's one of the great things about doing radio obituaries is just finding out about these individuals and listening to their music and getting a sense of what they left behind. And that was pretty great stuff. So rest in peace to you, Mr. Henry Butler. Let's get back into it with saying goodbye to Jordan Marcos. He was born in June 6, 1948, passed away in May of this year. He was 69, and here's one of his hit singles. Enjoy.
Ich brauche dich, um das Lied, das in mir ist, zu singen. Dich, um mit mir und dem Leben in Frieden zu sein. Du bringst in mir nie gekannte Akkorde zum Klingen. Und selbst die Worte dazu fallen mir plötzlich ein.
Ich bin
ist der Strom, der mich mitreißt mit aller Gewalt. So hab ich's früher in alten Gedichten gelesen. Dass es geschehen kann, das hab ich mir nie ausgemalt.
Goodbye to German Schlager singer, is that what he was known for, the Schlager singer, Jordan Marcus. He was born on June 6th, 1948 and passed away this past May. He was most successful in the 1970s and he had 14 big chart hits in Germany. Man, that was good stuff. Were you guys dancing around out there and swinging your crafts of whatever you're drinking back and forth and having a good time? I'm having a great time here with you all on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's get back into the radio obituary. We are going to roll into saying goodbye to Peter James Stringfellow. He was a successful hotel owner, businessman, venue owner, record label owner. He pretty much dabbled in anything, and he was big in the music scene, and he had lots of bands come and play at his venues as they started off their careers, including this little band right here. You may recognize them. They played in one of Peter's venues back in 1963. Maybe you know them.
Love me do. Someone to much alive. There were solo singers such as Otis Redding, Jackie Wilson, Marvin Gaye, and many, many more. This song is dedicated to those who have gone before me and those many that will come after me.
Drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And if you decide to go ahead and go buzz driving, which is drunk driving, you could end up on Radio Obituary. I don't want that for any of you. So take a listen to that PSA and don't do it. I'm not going to do Radio Obituaries for any of y'all. I mean, I will, but don't be stupid. All right, I had to throw in that PSA. We say goodbye right there to the one and only Peter James Stringfellow. He was born October 17, 1940, and passed away on June 7th. He was a businessman. He owned hotels, music venues, and he started Hippodrome Records. And you just heard Edwin Starr, soul singer, a Nashville musician, who Stringfellow signed to Hippodrome Records and released that single in 1986. And up ahead of that, the Beatles, Love Me Do, first single from the Fab Four's debut album, Please, Please Me. And they played at his club in 1963 before Please, Please Me came out. And the word on the street at his club was the Beatles were there. And this was, again, this was before they were huge. And they had to move the venue. They had to move it to another venue. And then when Please, Please Me came out, of course, Peter sent the boys a nice note. Congratulating them on their smash hit record. I wonder what ever happened to that band. All right, let's keep moving on. A lot of people have passed away. I don't know if I told you that Peter James was 77. So let's get into Radio Obituary for Polish musician Robert Brailewski. He was born May 25th, 1961, passed away on June 3rd of this year. He's 57 years old, and he was a founding member of this Polish punk band called Crisis. And I'm going to play you one of the tracks, Radio Obituary, for Robert Brailewski. obituary for Robert Brailewski. Passed away at the age of 57. He was one of the founders of the Polish band Kraj. It could be Cry's Eyes or Cry's Ease, and I played you a track called Mam Dosk, and that's from the 1994 release of the compilation of singles that the band released between 1978 and 1981, all of their early songs. All right, let's get back into it. Radio obituary for Sinan Sakik, who passed away at the age of 61. He was born October 13th, 1956, and passed away on June 1st of this year. And he was a member of the band Juzni Vitar here in Radio Obituary. Dancing around. I didn't see the end of that coming. That was fun. Saying goodbye there in radio obituary form to Serbian vocalist Sinan Sakik, and he was of Romani descent, and he reached massive popularity as the member of the Yugoslav turbo folk band Juzni Vitar, and that was one of the singles Sto Kukuda Unsidi. And that was released in 1986. Do you think I pronounced that right? I probably didn't. All right, let's say goodbye to an actor who passed away in June of this year. He was born February 4th, 1922. His name was William Edward Phipps. passed away on June 1st at the age of 96. He was an actor in a lot of great movies and a lot of great B movies, including this masterpiece from 1953. Here is the score from one of his movies, Invaders from Mars, a radio obituary for William Edward Phipps. Saying goodbye to actor William Edward Phipps, born February 4th, 1922, passed away June 1st, 2018, at the age of 96. 96. Best known for his roles in lots of classic sci-fi and westerns in films and television. And when he retired from all of that, guess where he moved? Take a guess. You got it. I heard you. He moved to Hawaii. That's right. Rest in peace, William Edward Phipps. All right. Last radio obituary of the evening belongs to a favorite musician of mine who sadly passed away way, 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 way too young. The one and only Richard Swift. I was a fan of his for a long time. He was in a lot of my favorite bands, including the Shins. He was a fantastic solo artist. He played with the Arcs and Dan Auerbach. He was a touring member of the Black Keys. He was in a great band called Starflyer 59. Just really, really talented. Very lucky to have seen him live. His presence is sorely missed in the music world. So I'm going to play you a few tracks from Richard Swift, both solo and from a band, some of his bands as the last radio obituary. So here's one of his great solo tracks from Richard Swift. And this is from his 2008 EP, Ground Trouble Jaw. And this is a great track called Would You? From Richard Swift, radio obituary, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Spark.
And that's it. WMFO Medford, bringing back up the Invaders from Mars music score. You may remember this from past Radio Obituaries, like the one for William Edward Phipps, who mostly went by Bill Phipps on the movie posters. I kind of like William Edward Phipps. Ending the show with a radio obituary for a favorite musician of mine, Richard Swift, who passed away way too young at the age of 41. He was born March 16, 1977, and passed away July 3rd of this year. A fantastic solo artist and band member. He played pretty much every instrument. Had a great voice. Was good friends with James Mercer, lead singer of The Shins. And you just heard The Shins' simple song. He was in that band for a number of years, 2011 to 2016. And Simple Song is the first single from that band's fourth studio album, Ports of Morrow, released in 2012. I played you The Arcs, Dan Auerbach's side band from The Black Keys. Stay in My Corner, great one. And that's also the first single from their debut album, Yours Dreamily, released in 2015. And I kicked off the set with Richard Swift's solo, a great one called Would You? First track from the 2008 EP, Ground Trouble Jaw. And this past weekend was Newport Folk Festival, which I was at, and I had a great time. And James Mercer showed up. Most great musicians end up showing up. The Shins, James Mercer, they weren't on the bill, but James Mercer showed up and was on many a stage, and they had a